It's not as if the library didn't have insurance. It did have insurance, but just meeting the cost of the deductible is a strain for the Robbins Public Library, says Director Priscilla Coatney. She says she's heard from a lot of generous people since the news came out about the vandalized air conditioner.
I've had calls from big air conditioning companies who want to help us so that we won't have to use our insurance, which is just a true blessing.
Coatney says she'll know more later today. And with the temperature expected to reach well into the 90s, she wasn't even sure if she'll be able to open the library at all today. Steve Miller, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.